Including their weekly gathering to raise awareness for hostages still held by Hamas in Gaza after the October 7, 2023 attacks. In response, across the U.S., some local police departments are increasing presence at religious sites for the Jewish observation of the Feast of Shavuot, which continues through tomorrow night. George Williams, Washington.
And police say the suspect is a 45-year-old Egyptian man who is in the U.S. on an expired visa. A split Supreme Court declines to hear a challenge to state bans on semi-automatic rifles, so-called assault weapons. The justices turning down a case involving a decade-old Maryland law. It's similar to laws in several other states. On Wall Street, the Dow down 146 points. NASDAQ is up 25. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. I've been thinking, why does it feel like losing weight is harder than ever before? With mixed messages, fad diets, the quick fix injections, even magic coffee. I mean, it's overwhelming. Most people are exhausted trying to fight a battle they cannot win. If you feel this way, trust me, you're not alone. I used to feel that way too. But let me tell you, it's not your fault. Your body is working against you, and the longer you wait, the harder it gets. Do what I did. I called PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition 3 years ago. I lost 53 pounds. I feel terrific, and I've kept the weight off. Make the phone call that can change your life the way it has changed mine. They won't let you fail. Call 855-696-2020. That's 855-696-2020 to schedule your consultation. The first 11 callers who mentioned the word healthy will get 2 free weeks added to their weight loss package. Call now, 855-696-2020. Mention the keyword healthy to get 2 free weeks. Or visit them at myphdweightloss.com, myphdweightloss.com.
Good morning. It's 11:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. The city of Annapolis is inviting residents to take part in the upcoming No Harm VIP Violence Prevention Program on Saturday. The third annual Gun Violence Awareness and Wellness Fair will take place from 11 a.m. until 3 p.m. on June 7th at the Pip Moyer Recreation Center. Maryland lawmakers are condemning Sunday's suspected terrorist attack in Boulder, Colorado, targeting a march for Israelis held by Hamas. Democratic 5th District Representative Steny Hoyer says he's horrified by the attack at the Boulder Run for Their Lives event, adding that the display of violence and anti-Semitism is unacceptable and endangers Jews in America, Israel, and around the world. Republican 1st District Congressman Andy Harris says the targeted terrorist attack that was reportedly carried out by an illegal immigrant is a tragic reminder that protecting the nation's borders isn't just a political issue, it's a matter of public safety. Stein on Sports and the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast next.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barowie at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barowie now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting. Our job is your satisfaction.
Get rid of that energy-hungry old refrigerator or freezer. With help from BGE's appliance recycling program, you'll get $50, an indoor or outdoor pickup and long-term energy savings. Schedule your pickup at bgesmartenergy.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
The redemption of one Charlie Morton continued yesterday at Camden Yards as the right-hander left to a standing ovation after tossing 6 2/3 against the White Sox. Just one unearned run allowed in a 3-2 win. Here's Morton on the state of the Birds.
We had some trouble scoring runs, or if we scored runs, it just seemed like we weren't firing on all cylinders. I think that's where we're trying to get to. It's just trying to get some momentum going. So a series like this is really good.
Orioles made a coaching move over the weekend, bringing on longtime Major League player and coach John Mabry as a special advisor to the coaching staff. Mabry at the mic telling the media about his Baltimore connection.
I grew up here in Maryland. I've been a Baltimore Orioles fan. My family was a Baltimore Orioles fan. Favorite players, Eddie Murray, Cal Ripken, the whole nine yards. You know, I've been watching the Orioles since Wild Bill Hagee type stuff, so it's a cool opportunity.
So this one's for you, John Mabry. That one on top of the Orioles dugout in the 79 series. And finally, NASCAR Cracker Barrel 400 last night goes to Team Penske's Ryan Blaney.
I never gave up hope, that's for sure. And we've had great speed all year. It just hasn't really, you know, been the best year for us as far as good fortune.
The 2023 NASCAR Cup Series champion getting his first win of the year and that coveted playoff spot. Coming up in 30 minutes, the legendary coaching career of Bob Babb is over. And that is Stein on Sports.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com.
At 11:07, here's the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
For the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers, tracking a pretty nice afternoon for your Monday. We'll see temperatures back into the 70s under partly cloudy skies. Warmer conditions on the way later this week with the 80s returning to the region. Next chance for rain comes Friday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
56 degrees in Bel Air, 61 in Hale-Thorpe, and 60 in Columbia. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Klasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Monday to all of you. Hopefully you did have a good weekend. You were able to enjoy it. It's a little rainy out there, but if you've noticed, the weather this week looks really good. Excited about that. If you're just joining us, I have to ask you, where the heck have you been? We're talking about, obviously, the travesty in Boulder, Colorado. I'm sure we'll hear more news about that attack against Jewish. It wasn't even a protest. It was a gathering. They were gathering, commemorating the hostages in Gaza. And an illegal alien, a terrorist, decided to throw Molotov cocktails on those that were gathering. And, of course, you are hearing this morning from the Trump administration, they're going to take action. But we were talking about that at the start of the show. We were also talking about the BGE rate tax hikes, or the BGE rate hikes, the tax hikes. So you got those separately, but that's also coming to you. But you're going to see your energy bills increase, unfortunately. And I did mention, as far as, you know, especially those senior citizens that are living on a fixed income, those with disability that are living on a fixed income, I don't know what they're going to do. And when we're talking about vulnerable communities and we're talking about doing the right thing for those that are in vulnerable communities, we don't seem to do that. We don't seem to do that at all. And that's also frustrating, right? I'm one of those people. I'm an able-bodied American, right? If I get low on money, I can go get another job. Do I want to get another job? No, I don't want to get another job, but I can go and do it. I can go do that. Not everybody can do that. So what do they do? You know, where do they have to cut within their personal lives? They have to cut their budget. Yet state government, they have, you know, they don't want to cut the budget at all. They don't want to cut spending. They want all the climate change initiatives. They want all the nonsense. The Kerwin blueprint, whatever the heck that thing is called nowadays. Billions of dollars. It's a nightmare. And here in the state of Maryland, they're supposed to balance the budget before they leave session. And they didn't really do that. They added the taxes and the fees to the IT services, which Brooke Learman, the comptroller, still is going to have to figure out, I guess. I would think we would hear something from her at least by this week or next week. But, you know, it's like that's how they try to balance the budget, where you got tech companies saying, we'll just leave. We're moving. We don't care. We'll go ahead and file our LLC in Delaware. We don't even have to file here. We could stay here. We don't have to file here. You know, and again, and you know what? When we talked to Delegate Latoya Cagolo, she did tell us that there were a lot of Democrats in Annapolis that didn't own their own homes. They've never run a business. They have no idea how any of this works. Yet they're the ones making the decisions for business owners, for homeowners, and for those that are, you know, that believe that they were going to retire and live the American dream. They're not even living it themselves. They're not even living it themselves. All right, the big question of the day at WCBM.com, brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. How do you feel about AI being integrated into the workplace. Okay, you were supposed to go to WCBM.com. That was your homework during the commercial break. You were supposed to partake in the poll. Either you're excited, you're worried, or unsure. Right now, 10% of you say you're excited. 57% of you say that you're worried. And 33% of you say that you are unsure how you feel about this. So, the reason why I bring this up is because I saw this news, I guess it was just a regular report, but I thought it was very interesting because AI is taking over. I'm sure you've noticed it, all right? And because of this, you have a lot of employers that now are saying, all right, I don't have to hire for this position, I don't have to hire for that position, and I can now save all of this money, especially if you're in the state of Maryland. Why wouldn't you want to save money? By making sure that you had, whether it's automated services or AI, and that would help you because you're probably paying more money in taxes if you're here in Maryland, right? But then you would have less people working for you. When you have less people working for you, that means that you've got less people in the state that are employed. And so now we're in this position. And I once thought, until I saw this report from all these experts coming forward, I once thought that it was more going to be, you know, as far as the integration of AI and all this, I thought that this was really going to affect some of the blue-collar jobs at some of the warehouses and things like that, which is already happening, for sure. But then when I saw these experts come forward, and I have to tell you, there was this black guy, and I wish I would have jotted his name down. There was this black guy that came on, and he said, look, you know, you've got people in the black community that are demanding employers to consider DEI, right? The diversity, equity, inclusion. This black expert says, and this is a waste of time. He said, think about this. If you were an employer, would you then say to yourself that you must absolutely have to meet this quota with diversity, equity, inclusion, and possibly hire somebody that really isn't quite qualified for the job? Or would you save the money, save the whole DEI nonsense and everything else, all those hoops you got to jump through, and just hire AI? This is what the black expert was saying on this report. He says this is what's going to happen. You're going to have more companies that say, forget about this DEI nonsense. Forget about whether it's, you know, administrative assistant jobs, because you could have ChatGPT. You could have all of these other things. Entry-level finance jobs. Did you hear about this? Entry-level finance jobs, they're saying, you know what? AI. And so now you have this other dynamic where you're going to see robots. You're going to see, you know, the AI completely take over, not just the blue collar jobs, but in the white collar world as well. I mean, think about it. If you have, you know, some kind of consulting business, but you need an administrative assistant to keep track of your files, answer your phone calls, do all these other things. Now we're to a point in technology where you don't even have to hire the Girl Friday, right? You don't need her. You can just do it all through AI. You literally could just hire a company. They set it all up, whether it's your calendar, whether it's your call service, whether it's your filing, all of these other things, the payroll, everything could be handled where you don't even need that administrative assistant. Okay? The humanoid robots, this is also in that report. They were showing how the robots, much easier, even in retail. A lot of times we're, you know, these days, I should say now, you see a lot of people not going to the mall. A lot of people are ordering online. So now you've got retail shop owners saying, you know what? If I just had a robot that was going around stocking the shelves, you know, doing the go backs. If you ever worked in retail like I did, oh man, that was the worst, wasn't it? Ugh. I worked at Abercrombie, by the way. And I got teased for it too. I did. But I worked at Abercrombie. And if you know anything about retail, people will try on clothes and then they'll just leave everything in piles in the dressing room. And then you have to go in and get everything out of the fitting room, put it back on the hangers, and then you have to put everything back or you're folding everything. Now you have robots that can do all of that. So you won't have Kimberly Klasick, you know, complaining and saying, I did go backs yesterday. wait, I got to go backs again today. Like, I'm going to do it, you know, but I just want to say, I did it yesterday. Right? Like, are you going to listen to me complain about go-backs? No. If you could just have a robot do it, you don't have to listen to me at all. You don't have to worry about whether or not I'll be at work on time. You don't have to worry about whether or not I'm going to call out. You don't have to worry about any of those things. Nothing. You don't have to worry about maternity leave, right? We were talking about that on Capitol Hill, like, which is still so ridiculous. But you don't have to worry about any of those things if you just have a robot. If you want to weigh in on this, you can. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. I did get a text here. A texter says, one person that I instinctively knew was right but ran too early was Andrew Yang. He correctly forecasted that AI would be the biggest contributor to unemployment and that universal basic income was the logical solution. Well, not sure about the, look, it's going to contribute to unemployment for sure. For sure. But, you know, at the end of the day, beyond Andrew Yang, because I thought Andrew Yang, yeah, he said a lot of things that made sense. He had, some common sense there, but he also said a lot of things where you're just like, what? That wouldn't even work. But at the same time, those individuals that were pointing out all of this with AI, and I will say even Elon Musk was talking about this. Yes, people have been overlooking what they've been saying for the last couple of years. And, this whole fight, I don't know if you guys remember this whole fight between Elon Musk, Vivek Ramaswamy, and Republicans, especially in the MAGA world, I guess you could say. They were talking about having people over here on work visas from other countries where they're more advanced in all of this technology. And you had all these people like jump on their case, right? This is why Vivek, some people say this is why he's running in Ohio right now and he wasn't with Doge, because he was really saying, look, some of these other countries, they've got the best and the brightest. And if we want to keep up in the tech world, if we want to keep up with this and that and the third, we should be bringing the best and the brightest over here that have already, had a lot of these innovative ideas implemented. And people beat him up. They were like, no, we're America first. Gosh darn it. It's like, of course I said a little something and people were like, oh, shut up, Cam. And it's just like, dude, they are correct in this. We're going to be left behind. I mean, here we are arguing with each other about DEI, about race, about sexuality. They want to teach the kids, sexually explicit stuff in the schools. We're focused on the wrong stuff. 24/7. It makes no sense that we're focused on this. Now everybody hates the Jews, apparently, right? It's like, what are we doing? We are going to be left so far behind. Yes, to all of those, if you are worried about AI taking over in the workplace, you have every right to be worried about that. It's coming. It is coming. And it's unfortunate because those in some of these positions, whether if they're coming out of high school looking for jobs, whether if they're coming out of, whether it's, even with my nonprofit that I used to have, rehabilitation or incarceration, think about all those people coming out looking for jobs. Those entry-level jobs, usually when they're transitioning back into the society, those are the jobs that they need. Those are the jobs that they get. That's how they get the work experience. That's what they do so they don't relapse, so they don't end up back in jail. They do those jobs. But if you have, robots and AI completely taken over, what's to stop them from reoffending? What's to stop them from relapsing, right? Those jobs are no longer available. The senior citizens on fixed income, they're thinking about ways to pay their new energy bills. If AI and ChatGPT and all this other stuff, they take those jobs, possibly they won't find that employment to help out with the extra bills they now have to pay. So yes, it's a real concern. And I was happy to see the report. I wish I could tell you exactly where it was. Like I said, I thought it was a huge story. I know Fox 45 had it on. It was a huge story though. It's a national story. And I think that it's something that many people should really take a look at and really, understand that it's coming. Now, what are we going to do about it? I don't know. But if we keep railing against employers, I mean, think about how, business owners are being treated here in Maryland. There are people talking about leaving the state. Why wouldn't they talk about doing, AI or ChatGPT? Why not? And as that gentleman pointed out, DEI, please. That's going to DIE. Quick. I did want to say a shout out to Target. I don't know if you guys saw. And look, again, I have nothing against gay people, the LGBTQ community. I have nothing against them. But if you saw, they did not do their gay pride line. I guess is it a fashion line where they do it every Pride Month? And they have been doing it for many years. We did hear from Target, what was that, last year? Right after the November elections, they said that they were no longer giving into the DEI situation. That you had Al Sharpton and others. They said, oh, we're going to boycott. We're not going to Target. We're not doing this. We're not doing that. Well, they said, yeah, we're not doing DEI anymore. And we're not doing the Pride, you know, and all this other stuff. Well, they kept their word. They kept their promise. If you go to Target now, they have like, it's like a 4th of July section. So everything is now American flags and not the rainbow flags. And boy, oh boy, there are some upset people on the left. But you know what? Nobody's calling for a boycott. No one's calling for any of those things. So shout out to Target for standing firm on all of this. You should not have to bow down to people and, you know, be like, oh, I'm so inclusive. Because guess what? At the end of the day, the American flag, the 4th of July gear, all that is inclusive. You don't need a separate flag. You know, it's here is the American flag. Let's celebrate being Americans. And that is what I will do for sure. All right. Coming up next, we've got a couple things still to go over. Juveniles, of course, robbing and looting restaurants in Buster's Hill. Wes Moore was in South Carolina with Tampon Tim Walz. And also there was a migrant woman screaming as her husband was being deported. But the story doesn't end there. We'll talk about all that more coming up next.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. If you're over 50 and tired of your wireless bill getting higher and higher, there are four things to consider. One, how much data are you really using? As we get older, we use less data on our wireless phone, but you're probably still paying for an unlimited plan that was designed for 20-somethings. Two, if you see Get a Phone on Us, get your sneakers out and run the other way. No one is giving you a free phone. You are paying for that phone over time with an overpriced rate plan and a long-term commitment. Three, check the fine print on that $15 a month plan. It's probably an intro price that'll double or triple later. You might even have to pay for several months of service up front. Number four, beware of cable company wireless plans. Most of your usage will be on Wi-Fi instead of 5G, and your calls and battery life could suffer. Switch to Consumer Cellular and get the same fast, reliable nationwide service without the big wireless bill. Our plans start at just $20 a month.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit consumercellular.com/facts, or our store in Timonium at York and Ridgely Road. See site for additional facts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and one of the owners at Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balanced care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore and Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. As doctors of audiology, we care for patients' hearing and balanced care. If you feel like the TV is louder than your family would like, or if you're asking family members to repeat themselves often, it is time to have your hearing evaluated by a doctor of audiology. Our doctors treat a wide range of hearing issues. Sometimes a solution is as simple as removing wax from your ear canal. So call our main number at 410-944-3100, or you can visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, and hearing aids may be covered as well. So call our office at 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates, when silence is not golden.
Red Eye Radio is live.
Gary and Eric, the way you so beautifully express your anger and frustration, you serve like a substitute relief valve for my own anger and frustration and outrage.
Gary McNamara and Eric Harley take your calls all night. Politics, breaking news, and more on Red Eye Radio.
Red Eye Radio is on every morning from 1 to 5 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Just wanted to talk about that whole AI thing. I guess I didn't have anybody call it. Brian, the producer, said maybe I said everything that needs to be said. That, see how nice he is. He's a great colleague. Making me feel better. No, but I am. I'm concerned about it. Just so you guys know, when it comes to the poll question at WCBM.com, brought to you by Renovation Real Estate, are you excited, worried, or unsure about AI being integrated? I said unsure. I'm still very unsure. You know, am I a bit worried? Sure I am. But I'm hoping that we are able to keep these entry-level jobs alive and well. And to do that, obviously, you know, whether it's going out to retail shops and doing more shopping locally, you know, we're going to have to do those things. I could say, you know what? I went to dinner at Liberatore's over the weekend. That was really good. I got the salmon and risotto. That was really good. And that's the kind of thing, right? And I even went to McGoobies. Is that how you say it? Yes. And I went and I saw a comedy show. I had fun this weekend. Look at me getting out and about. But yeah, you know, just supporting local, whether it's restaurants, stores, or what have you. I have to do better with that as well. And, you know, we've got to make sure that we support all of these local businesses. Real quick, Matt Walsh, just so you guys know, the Daily Wire, Matt Walsh, Michael Knowles, all those guys, they're very upset about the Glenn Greenwald thing that we were talking about earlier. Matt Walsh has been posting about this 24/7 for like the last 36 hours. He's livid. And if you missed it, Glenn Greenwald, there was a scandalous video that came out, but the Christian conservatives were like backing him. And it's so, so bizarre. Well, anyways, Matt Walsh posted this just about an hour ago. It says, Glenn Greenwald was asked specifically about the apparent meth pipe in the video, and he didn't deny it. Instead, he said he's proud of his personal life. How could anyone defend this? There are three children in that home. Does anyone really think that a home with hard drugs use and male prostitution is an appropriate or safe place for children? Really? And that's another piece of this. You know, you had the drug use, but yes, Glenn Greenwald, he adopted three kids. So there are kids in that situation, and that is a scary thought. It really, truly is. Real quick, the Baltimore Banner has a story. 21 million gallons of sewage seeps into the Patapsco. Experts are saying, please think twice about whether or not you should go swimming in the Patapsco. There's people talking about the Baltimore Inner Harbor. Remember, Mayor Brandon Scott and friends said it's going to be swimmable and everybody can just jump on in. Well, they're saying not so fast. The sewage is a serious, serious problem. And unfortunately, you're going to have a situation where this is going to really, really be talked about more. Because, you know, if you recall, a week ago, we were talking about the fact that there are less crabs now available in the state of Maryland. And, of course, a lot of people were weighing in on why that could be. I'm just going to say this. We definitely have a water quality issue. And no, it's not the plastic bags. It's the plastic bag ban is still stupid. Okay. That's not it. The problem is the sewage, for sure. And we had Luke McFadden, the crabber. Remember, he was in studio and he told us about this. He said, look, this is a huge problem from that Baltimore treatment plant. And he's right. Now, with the bipartisan infrastructure bill, all these things that we hear about, what have they done when it comes to the sewage? The answer is nothing. The answer is nothing. Again, we have taxation without representation. We truly do. Bill in Woodlawn. Bill, I got about a minute. Did you want to weigh in?
Yeah, I'm not going to go into a lot of the background, but in the early 2000s, up until about 2013, I was in and out of a lot of different hospitals in the Maryland area. And when I'm in there, I'm standing there, and this thing would just roll past me like a big box. And I asked them about it, and what it is, that's the medicine delivery system. It's a robot. Uh-huh. They put, you know, they have drawers in there. They put the medicine in the drawers. They program it. It goes on its own. It pulls up to elevators and signals the elevator so it can go up and down the elevator. It's got sensors, so if somebody's standing there, it will stop.
Wow.
And not run them over.
Yeah.
And I used to call it R2-D2, and the people in the hospital said, yeah, that's what they call it, too.
Yeah. Well, Bill, thank you so much for filling us in on that. I appreciate you. No, it's coming. I mean, AI, the humanoid robots, everything, it's coming to every industry, unfortunately. So support your local businesses today. Coming up next, we still have a lot to talk about. Juvenile crime, Governor Westmore. Stay right there.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Boulder, Colorado residents are shocked by yesterday's fiery attack on a peaceful crowd that had gathered in a show of support for Israeli hostages in Gaza. Police identified the suspect as a 45-year-old Egyptian national who's in the U.S. on an expired visa. Eight people were injured in the attack, with at least one in critical condition. Delegations from Russia and Ukraine ended their latest peace talks today after about an hour. Ukrainian President Zelensky says both sides exchanged documents and are now preparing for a new release of prisoners of war. No arrests yet. A mass shooting in Hickory in western North Carolina happened during a weekend house party. One person was killed, 11 others injured. Police say some 80 shots were fired. Watching Wall Street, the Dow down 236 points. More details at srnnews.com.
Hey, it's Mike Rohn. If I have a choice, I like to do business with companies that actually stand for something. That's why I switch from Verizon to Pure Talk. No offense to Verizon, I'm sure they stand for something. I just don't know what it is. Pure Talk, on the other hand, is a veteran-owned company that supports our military in a big way, and I appreciate that. Yeah, I also appreciate unlimited talk and text and plenty of data for half the cost of the big guys, and I do like being on America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month. But what I really appreciate is no contract, no cancellation fees, and Pure Talk's commitment to handle all their customer service in this country. I saw it for myself. I went to Georgia, I got a tour of their headquarters, I met their CEO, and I talked to the same customer service folks that you'll talk to when you dial #250 and say keyword micro. Switch today and save 50% off your first month when you dial #250 and say keyword micro. Pure Talk, a wireless company that actually stands for something.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
An off day for the Birds today as they travel to Seattle for a three-game set with the Mariners tomorrow night. Perhaps with a bit of momentum on their side following the weekend sweep of the White Sox.
I feel like it's been trending this way for a while. After those couple starts, 2 days of the change, I mean, those were tough days, but I feel like after that, we've been in every game within a few runs. So I feel like the starting pitching has been really good here, you know, going over a couple weeks now.
In fact, starting with Trevor Rogers' performance against the Red Sox, last 8 games for the O starters, they pitched to a 182 earned run average, averaging 6 2/3 innings pitched per game. Local college baseball, 46 years. The great career of Johns Hopkins baseball coach Bob Babb is over. The Blue Jays were bounced out of the D3 College World Series in 2 games over the weekend. The Jays finished the season 44-5. Babb finishes his college coaching career with 1,345 wins, all of them at Hopkins. And finally, it appears Duke basketball great Cooper Flagg will take a pay cut when he signs with the Dallas Mavericks. The number one NBA draft pick, the topic of conversation between ESPN's Howard Bryant and his guest, Bob Costas.
How much money did Cooper Flagg make this year for 1 year at Duke?
I don't know, but it was a lot.
I know.
You know. What is it, in the millions?
$28 million.
$28 million?
He had a $13 million deal with Due Balance and then $15 million with Fanatics.
According to SportTrack, Flagg will sign a 4-year, $62 million contract with the Mavs. That's an average of only $15.5 million per year. Coming up in 30 minutes, the Charlie Morton comeback continues at Camden Yards. And that is Stein on Sports.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We're tracking partly cloudy skies for your Monday afternoon. Look for highs in the low to mid-70s. Could see some smoke from some of those wildfires later this week in Canada moving our way. We'll see those temperatures, though, climb. We're looking at 80s as we head later into the week with our next chance for rain not coming until Friday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Blinds.com's Memorial Day Encore Sale is your last chance to save up to 50% site-wide on custom blinds, shades, and shutters. Don't miss out on these incredible savings. These deals end June 5th. Shop now at Blinds.com.
Are you looking for weekly updates about the economy, the stock market, or hearing about wealth planning topics? If so, tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 9:20 a.m. for the Morning Market Flash featuring Tim Herb, Senior Vice President and Financial Advisor at RBC Wealth Management. For immediate questions, call us at 855-360-VIEW. That's 855-360-VIEW. RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets, LLC, registered investment advisor and member NYSE FINRA SIPC.
Find out the truth and hear the stories other media won't cover. Listen here and tell your friends, family, and coworkers to turn on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Look, if you're just waking up, number one, I'm jealous. That's why I'm calling you out. Number two, get it together. It's Monday. Be productive. I'm crying out loud. Just so you guys know, tomorrow we're going to talk about the Supreme Court decision, which denies a challenge to ban assault-style weapons and high-capacity magazines. I know a lot of people have been watching this, especially those in the gun world. And I'll see if I can get somebody on from Free State Gun Range. You know what? I'll reach out to Brian and see if he could come on and talk about it. But the court's 6-3 conservative majority has expanded gun rights, but has also shown a reluctance in recent months to take up new cases on the scope of the right to bear arms. Pretty big topic. pretty big topic. So that will be on the show plan for tomorrow in case you want to tune in. I did see this this clip yesterday. You know how I feel about illegal immigration. If you don't know, just so you know, I am against illegal immigration to the highest degree that possibly anybody can be against it. I believe that you are a criminal for even overstaying your visa or crossing our border illegally. It is a crime, and to me, you are a criminal. Not everybody feels that way. Some people are a little more lenient. Tell you right now, other countries, even Canada, they're not as lenient as we are. And I think it's ridiculous. All right? So, but, you know, when people say, you know, this is what I voted for, this is what I voted for with President Trump. There was a migrant woman that was screaming outside of an ICE facility in Florida. And it was interesting because she was trying to say that he was being deported and not rightfully so. And then there's a gentleman at the end of the report. It was like, no, actually, yeah, he should be deported. And so I just point this out because a lot of times we see these people being deported and you see this media spin, right, where it's like, oh, this woman's screaming, this poor lady, you know, her husband being deported. First and foremost, she could go with him. Nothing stopping her from going with her husband. Secondly, many of those people have committed crimes. Take a listen.
Six was there as person after person left Miami's immigration court in tears Thursday. Yanet Correa could not hold back her pain. She screams injustice after her husband was placed on an expedited deportation order after showing up to his immigration check-in in Miami. The detentions are not only creating panic and fear, but Correa's immigration attorney tells NBC 6 it's also creating confusion.
When a person enters the U.S. at the border, they decide what law to process you under. And now here in court, they're deciding to process you under a different law.
Immigration court attorney Antonio Ramos tells us this is now the new normal.
What I have been seeing is out of the few people, most of them, they have crimes, previous crimes, and sometimes not even have applied in front of the judge with any application, just an open case. And we have seen just a couple of cases. They have no crime, but the issue was they never filed an application before the judge.
All right. So they're criminals. If they're not criminals, they did not file the applications correctly or didn't file at all. You see, Joe Biden and his administration, they promised a lot of people that came over here that they could just stay. All of that is not a thing. Trump's in office. This is why he's allowing you to self-deport, even though I'm against that completely. I don't want to pay for you to leave. Get out of here. All right? But he's allowing you to self-deport. To all of those that don't want to end up with your wives screaming outside of these ICE facilities, you might want to take the $1,000 and go. Okay? Because they're not playing around. Just so you know, President Trump announced over the weekend they are going after the employers as well. We talked about that on the show. The employers that are hiring illegal immigrants, they're going after them. There was a huge ICE raid in Florida over the weekend. And Governor Ron DeSantis says, keep it up. Good job. Keep it up. So if you're hiring illegal immigrants, yeah, you're on the chopping block too. Also, ICE arrests are up 1,600 per day since inauguration. That was from the ICE director. Good. Fantastic. Let's keep it going. Let's keep it going. You know, we have our own issues here in the state of Maryland. Yes, we have issues with illegal immigrants and, you know, some of them are criminals. But our biggest criminal, or I should say demographic, really is juveniles. If you didn't know, over the weekend, even on Friday, there was two 15-year-olds that were arrested in a carjacking and robbery spree. Yeah, 15-year-olds. They knew nothing was going to happen to them. So they decided, you know what, we're just going to carjack and rob everybody. And there's also stories of mayhem coming out of DJS. There's another whistleblower that has come forward. I'll keep my eye on that so I can share that with you. But juveniles decided that they were also going to rob and loot a restaurant, very nice restaurant in Butcher's Hill. Take a listen.
Surveillance video captures several young people using a large tool to shatter the front glass door to La Burrita in Butcher's Hill, one of them appearing to have their cell phone out. The suspects then enter the restaurant, causing more damage inside of it.
It's not right. And whatever you guys doing and you think that you can walk away with it, it will catch you.
But then what? Earlier this month, we showed you these comments to a Fox 45 News Instagram post. The post was of a video that captured four juveniles being arrested following a crash involving a stolen car. This user posted, "I'm home," in response to another comment, "They better not be out."
It's that sense of impunity.
And outside the city, a similar frustration. Recently, the police chief in Laurel revealed DJS released a 16-year-old connected to 121 car break-ins.
I have little hope there will be further accountability for him due to this broken system.
Law enforcement expert Jason Johnson agrees the system is broken.
They are, in fact, not scared. And what is there to be scared of? There is no, other than being arrested and then almost immediately released, that seems to be the worst consequence that can befall them at this time. And you really need to have an operating juvenile justice system.
Why is it that the Democrats like criminals more than you and I? Why do they like criminals so much more? Legal immigrants, the juveniles. Oh, I know. Silly me. There's lots of money to be made. Lots of money to be made. Meanwhile, it's the party that's always like, tax the rich, da-da-da-da. Yeah, pay your fair share. We talked about this last week. The progressives, their whole platform is surrounding money. That's what they care about, money. They don't want you to make more money than they do. They want to make all the money. They want rules for you, not for them. They want you to share your money with them because they don't want to work hard for their money. And they support illegal immigration. They support juveniles, you know, on crime sprees, because it's money. A lot of money to be made in crime. Now, I will say with one of these teenagers, for some reason, the story did come out, and I love that it came out, but one of these teenagers, I can't remember if it was the ones on the carjacking spree or if it was another teenager, but one of their moms actually called the police department and said, my son is stealing cars, and I wanted to report to you that I know where the stolen car is, and you can get it back to the rightful owner. And they showed up, and lo and behold, there was the car. The mother was absolutely correct. And so you do have the situation where you do have parents that care, that can't control their kids. And that's another reason why you got to lock them up. You have to lock these kids up. Who knows what that mom's situation is? Who knows? But you got to lock them up. There's got to be consequences. They know nothing, absolutely nothing's going to happen. Let's see, I got a caller here who wants to weigh in. Bob, why do Democrats love criminals so much?
Well, because they're criminals.
Yeah. That makes sense. You know what? That makes sense.
I mean, really, this state's been famous for it, for having a bunch of shysters and thieves and liars and cheats. Mostly in my lifetime. You look at Democrat, Republican, both. I'm not letting them off the hook. We've had people like Marvin Mandel. We've had Catherine Pugh. We've had Spiro Agnew. Can I give one?
Yeah. Yeah, no,
we'll
you're right.
For the next, what do you got, 15 minutes left in the show? I could go
yeah.
on.
Yeah, no, but Bob, you're absolutely correct in that. I didn't think about it. Yeah, they are also criminals.
Yeah, they're just hoods with Brooks Brothers suits, honey.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Bob,
right.
Thank you so much
you
for calling in.
Easy.
I appreciate you. You know what? That escaped my mind there for a second. You do have a lot of criminals. Speaking of criminal activity with our politicians, did you hear about the fact that taxpayers are paying for the Las Vegas trip for Mr. Mayor Brandon Scott and his staff? And he did not need any of it approved? Now, to me, that sounds criminal. Take a listen.
A week after a group of 9 city leaders returns from a work trip to Vegas, there are concerns raised over who approved the taxpayer dollars that funded that trip. Fox 45's Jeff Abel has a closer look at the concerns over a potential conflict of interest.
It was 2 weeks ago when a delegation of 9 city leaders jetted to Las Vegas, hoping to land development deals at a national shopping center convention. While there, they also landed lavish hotel rooms topping $750 a night. There were poolside parties and social opportunities. And when they jetted home 3 days later, they were packed with an armful of expenses. Mayor Brandon Scott brought home $3,100 in travel expenses. His deputy mayor rang up $4,400 in expenses. His chief of staff and his former chief of staff spent more than $3,600 apiece. In all, the tab for the mayor's office approached $15,000, and it turns out their trip had never been approved by Baltimore's Board of Estimates. According to the comptroller's office, the mayor and his 3 traveling staff members were late submitting requests for the trip, leaving the Board of Estimates with nothing to approve. But it turns out it really didn't matter.
The May 21st, 2025 meeting of the Board of Estimates is now called to order.
Because the mayor and his two appointees control the majority of votes on the five-member Board of Estimates, approval came swift. And the day after the mayor returned from Vegas, he took his seat on the Board of Estimates and approved his very own travel request and his own travel expenses.
Seconded. All those in favor of approving the items on the routine agenda, please say aye.
Aye.
He approved his staff's expenses, too.
The ayes have it. The routine agenda has been approved.
When you have the mayor approving his own travel after the fact, there is a real problem.
The Honorable President Zeke Cohen is abstaining on
At the same meeting, Council President Zeke Cohen abstained from voting on travel expenses submitted by staff members in his office. Comptroller Bill Henry abstained from voting on all travel expenses. But the mayor and his two appointees on the Board of Estimates approved all travel expenses, including their own.
Approving your own taxpayer-funded travel is a conflict of interest. That means there's no oversight, there are no critical questions, and that's why the mayor should not be part of the process that approves his travel or anybody's travel in his office.
While the city's ethics board says there are no ethical issues here, the director of Maryland's Common Cause says there are some glaring structural issues.
Most would agree, right, that the structure right now just does not serve the interest of actual constituents.
These travel expenses show why the Board of Estimates is broken and why it needs to be fixed.
Jeff Abel, Fox 45 News.
All right. Gosh, great report there, Jeff Abel. Goodness gracious. Have you no shame? Yeah. Are you kidding me? You voted for your own expenses? Now, look. I am someone, I've been to Vegas. It was always work. That's why I travel, work. And it's, gosh, I went to Vegas, I flew in, flew right back out. But I want to say, because I didn't have to pay for it, obviously. It was, you know, whoever booked me to speak out there. But I don't think it cost more than $2,000. It couldn't have. They booked the flights pretty early. Well, anyways, I'm looking at this, and it's, you've got four people somehow totaled $15,000. Four people to Vegas. $15,000. This was not a spontaneous trip, okay? Where they would have to make these, last minute reservations. If anything, if you knew and you're a staffer, if you're the mayor, and maybe you couldn't use the money straightforward, right? Maybe you had to get it reimbursed. Why wouldn't you then at least go and make the reservation? Right? Go ahead and book the airline. Go ahead and book your hotel. You can do it as soon as you know about the trip. And then afterwards, you can get reimbursed. Right? And at that point, I mean, think about it. They knew how long in advance. They know about that Vegas trip every year. Every year, they tell you what the date is as you're leaving it. They could have booked that a year in advance. Now, I understand that some of those staffers are new, so possibly maybe two of them couldn't. But even if you're the mayor, you know that you're going to have so many people going. Why didn't the mayor do it? Just put it on your credit card. Reimburse yourself after the Board of Estimates approve it all. Why? What is going on? $15,000? If the Baltimore City residents aren't upset about this, they're not going to get upset about anything. Maybe they don't know about it. $15,000 for four people to go to Vegas. I'm sure they've got all the dinners, right? The meal expenses, everything's on there. Everything. Did we get an itemized receipt? Do they have to do that? Or they just go in and approve it all? I mean, I would like to know what you bought. I would like to know where you were hanging out. I would like to know of dinner for four. I mean, if it was a dinner for four, I mean, were you drinking, popping bottles of champagne? what was going on over there? Boy, oh boy, oh boy. That's criminal activity, in my view. That could never happen in the private sector, number one. Number two, if you're thinking about even campaign finances, right? The FEC would not even approve something like that. No. No. This is criminal. This is criminal. But I wanted to make sure you knew about that. So, yes, taxpayers, you paid for Mayor Brandon Scott and his three staffers to go to Las Vegas. It cost $15,000. And don't you know, if you live in the state of Maryland, it doesn't even matter if you live in Baltimore City, you still paid for this. You still paid for this. Because Baltimore City is like this black hole. It just sucks everything in. Right? So it doesn't matter where you live in Maryland. We're still paying for the crap that happens in Baltimore City. And this is on top of the American Rescue Plan money. Remember the $641 million? They blew through that as fast as they possibly could. As fast as they possibly could. That was really, that money was for Mayor Brandon Scott's reelection campaign. Ugh. Despicable. Despicable. And then you run for office and they're like, well, you like Trump. Oh, sure, ma'am. Yeah, thank you. All right, coming up next, we are going to just talk briefly about Governor Wes Moore and his trip to South Carolina. Remember they said that they were going to disinvite him because he vetoed the Reparations Commission? Well, apparently they allowed him to still go down, and he had a speech, and I've got it for you. I've got a large portion of it that I want to play for you. Also, prayers up for Agent DJ Daniel. Remember the young man that they made an official, I think, Secret Service member? What did they make him? The young man that did go to the State of the Union address, and young black kid dealing with brain cancer. We're saying prayers up to him because we found out over the weekend he's now dealing with three new tumors found on his brain. And that is a 13-year-old that was hanging out at the White House, and Democrats did not stand and clap for this kid as he's, you know, battling cancer, and it was a bad look on their part. Well, now he's dealing with even more, and he actually posted a video over the weekend saying, you know what, I'm going to remain optimistic. And this is a 13-year-old, by the way. He said he's going to remain optimistic. He's not a victim. And he's going to fight cancer as best he can. As best he can. So much more coming up next.
Selling with Vinny Steele, your home sold guaranteed realty, is simple. Receive an upfront written guarantee to sell your home for 100% of your asking price, or Vinny Steele will pay you the difference. Call, text, or visit VinnySteele.com today.
Get rid of that energy-hungry old refrigerator or freezer. With help from BGE's appliance recycling program, you'll get $50, an indoor or outdoor pickup and long-term energy savings. Schedule your pickup at BGESmartEnergy.com.
Stop feeling embarrassed about thinning hair and start looking and feeling your best with Hair Grow by New Nordic. Available online at Amazon, Walmart.com, and NewNordicUSA.com, or at your local CVS.
Hi, I'm Peter Sagal, and I'm the second funniest person in my family, next to my late uncle, Ted Skolnick, a delightful man a dozen times sharper and wittier than I've ever been. But not a lot of people ever got to know that about him, maybe because he spent most of his life hiding his ostomy bag due to his severe Crohn's disease. He kept that a secret, but when he died last year, he left a large bequest to the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation, supporting the search for better treatments and support for people like him. Don't feel you need to hide your Crohn's or colitis. Go to spillyourguts.org to learn more.
The Rob Carson Show.
The Democrats are trying to figure out why men have turned away from the party. They can't figure it out. They forced the CRT and DEI down our faces. They crushed the military, destroyed recruitment with woke nonsense. They destroyed businesses and our children's education with idiotic COVID protocols that were absolute nonsense. They lied about where COVID came from and the effectiveness of the vaccine. They can't figure out why they're not winning.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, we're talking about Mayor Brandon Scott and his trip to Vegas. He and three staffers somehow cost taxpayers $15,000. John at the text line says, Kim, you know, a lot of times that's, you know, nothing if you're looking for extracurricular activities in Vegas. He said something different, but I don't know if I'm allowed to say what John said on the radio. So I'll keep it PG. But, John, I understand what you're saying there, and hopefully they wouldn't do anything like that. Hope not. You know, Mayor Brandon Scott, he was just married. He does. He looks like he absolutely loves his wife and his kids. So I would say, no, that's not what he did. It's not what he did. But I do think they probably did party hard. I don't think any women were involved for other reasons. So I'm just kidding. Bad, Kim. Bad. All right. Mark in the text line says, Kim, please don't play Milk Dud's speech from South Carolina. I don't want to have to change the channel. Well, Mark, I'm sorry. I got to play it here. Governor Wes Moore did go to South Carolina. He was with Tim Walz. Some of you may know him as Tampon Tim. Ran with VP Harris. Take a listen to Governor Wes Moore and this amazing speech. I mean, it was really good, really theatrical in South Carolina.
I believe in these perilous times that we are in, with so much at stake for those who we love and care about, for those who are so much at stake for the direction of this country that we love. We must fight with the fierce urgency of now. This is the moment for us to say together in one voice, gone are the days when the Democrats are the party of no and slow. We must be the party of yes and now. Gone are the days when we are the party of bureaucracy. Gone are the days when we are the party of multi-year studies on things that we already know. Gone are the days when we are the party of panels. Gone are the days when we are the party of college debate club rules. We must be the party of action, and that action must come now. Because right now, we are being called on to act and to lead. The people want a growing middle class, and they cannot wait. The people want access to work and wealth, and they cannot wait. The people want to feel safe in their own communities and safe in their own skin, and they cannot wait. The people want access to health care that is accessible and affordable and a basic human right, and they cannot wait. The people want good schools that are supporting our educators. And they want schools that are teaching our young people how not just to be employees, but also how to be employers. And they cannot wait. My North Star is not the party. It's the people. And I've been listening to what the people of my state have been saying. Democrats and Republicans, urban and rural, young and old. They just haven't been our inspirations. They've been our guides.
He's been listening to us. Well, hear me, buddy. That sounded crazy coming from you. First and foremost, the theatrics were a bit much. Like, I know he's doing the whole Barack Obama thing, but Westmore, if you could hear me, or if Carter, you know, your spokesperson, it's just too fake at this point. Like, I can feel the fakeness. You know, Pete Buttigieg, he's getting really good at looking like he's not faking it. And I think Governor Moore, when he ran for governor, he did a great job at not faking it. But I think he's been doing this so much now that it's coming off very fake. Also, if he's truly been listening to the residents in Maryland, as he said in that speech, then he would absolutely have done something about, number one, the energy and the fact that we're importing, like I said, probably more than 40% of it. Number two, all the taxes and fees that he added on. Remember, he wanted to do the broad tax for businesses. That he's taxing, you know, the IT and data services. There's no way in the world this guy is actually listening to anybody in this state. And I would say, even if you weren't listening to the Republicans, Governor, listen to the Democrats that are upset with you. Please, listen. You're going to end up in a special session in the fall. There's no way around that. But if you really have these aspirations to run for the Oval Office, buddy, you better shape it up quick. Because people are telling you, we've got every state's attorney across the state saying Vincent Ciroldi has to go. You're not listening on that either. If you think you can go to other states and they're not going to expose you for the governor you are, you're thinking wrong here. All right. As always, Brian, thank you for a great show. I'll talk to all of you tomorrow at 9 o'clock. Don't forget, we'll be talking about the Second Amendment tomorrow in regards to the Supreme Court decision. Talk to you then.
Glenn Burnie Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions have joined together to make sure no matter where you are in Baltimore, you can choose the best when it comes to your transmission.